And we're back
for another episode of Puff and Vern, Vern and Puff.
Let's get into the intro.
Drop that. Back once again. Back once again.
No long got intro it. This
no
time.
No long talking. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow the movements. Puff and Vern back at it once again with another episode. Yo, Puff, what are we touching base on this episode?
We are going to give our previews or what we think the predictions of the East and West, what they're going to fall in from 1 to 8. I don't know what's going to happen. 8 to 1, 1 to 8. We're going to tell who's making the playoffs. Not the play-in, but who's going to actually get into the playoffs.
This is the regular Puff and Vern prediction episode for the 2023-2024 NBA season.
We're going to come back to this mid-season All-Star game, and we're going to come back to this at the end of the season.
See who?
Vern.
See who?
You want to put some ganja on this?
See, yo, that's ganja every time.
You
want to
put some ganja on this, brother?
Ganja, let's put it up. Let's put it up. Oh, Zizzy?
Okay, so how are we going to make this bet?
Oh, Zizzle?
How's the bet going to run?
No, because, who has the most teams that make it into the playoffs? Right?
That's including the East
or
and the West combined.
Or you want to do the order?
Not the order, because
yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Yeah,
that's gonna be too hard.
So who has the most number of teams that make it into the playoffs
our predictions?
And we're not counting the play-in. We don't deal with play-in.
Nah, we don't. We're doing
old school.
We watch the play-in, but we don't deal with the play-in.
We're going old school 1 to 8.
1 to 8,
right?
What are we gonna start with?
Nostradamus in the house.
Hold on, before we do, how much ganja's on the table?
Remember last time we did it with the Raptor bet? It was an old Zizzle.
Okay, why do less than an OZ?
Yeah.
Who smokes less than an OZ?
Come on. And plus, we're there. Canada, right, OZ. It's legal.
So, again, remember, the bet is who predicts the most amount of teams to make it into the playoffs, that's including the East
and the West.
And the West.
Combo together.
The loser has to buy the highest high grade.
High.
A 1 ouncer of the highest of high grade.
I want to
give it to the co-partner.
High.
Yes. You know me.
Bob, that's so high.
All right, let's proceed. Let's start with the East, because it seems this year, I think the West is a dangerous situation to be in.
The West is all, well, the I West think, has been, last couple of years, West hasn't been that bad. The East has been pretty good.
Year,
but this year, a lot of mercy.
Lord.
A lot of mercy.
Let's go. So we're going to start up with the East, and we're going to end off in the West. We're going to go from 8 to 1. So in the East, I have Toronto. I'll go first. Toronto, I have as number 8 in the East, making it into the playoffs. What do you have number 8 in the East?
I got ATL, Trey Yizzle. Trey
ATL.
Young. I got Trey Young.
Ice Trey, too cold.
You know what I mean? Murray.
I don't know. They didn't do much last year, but hopefully it got better this year.
New year, new coach, new system. I don't know.
What do you have for 7 in the East?
For 7, I got the Knickerbockers of New York. I know that, you know, some people might be like, the Knicks are a little too low. But it's still the Knicks. A lot of teams were injured last year.
It's still the Knicks. That's exactly right. You know what I mean? Right. Who they get? DeVincenzo?
They got DeVincenzo. They got some next man.
That man would actually move to
They got...
They lost Obi Toppin?
They got their college team together. Because Josh Hart, Brunson, DeVincenzo,
and some next man
all played on the same college team, Villanova.
It's not college.
So, you know, I mean, they're great. And they're so small. So we'll see what they do.
And the problem's being small.
But RJ is going to be nice, though, because RJ had a nice summer. Him and Shea.
True.
Yeah, nice summer.
Got to play. So at 7, you said you had Knicks?
Yeah, Knicks.
I have 7. Chicago at number 7.
Wow, you think they're going to get in this year?
Chi-town. I don't know, maybe not.
Zoe's not back.
He's going to come back. Just because Stephen A. said he's not coming
back. He's coming
back
next year, though.
He ain't coming back this year.
Not this year.
But I put Chicago there. I hope DeRozan and Zach LaVine do something.
And Vooch. But I don't know who else they have, though.
We'll see.
They got Caruso. Yeah, you never know. Well, never know.
At number six, I have New York Knickerbockers at the 6. Who you have in the 6th spot?
That's the number 6 spot. I got the Toronto Raptors.
I think that's a little too high, brother. But at least they're in. At number 5, who do you have?
See, and this team should be a lot freaking higher, but I don't know what the hell's wrong with it. I don't know what the problem is. The Cavs.
don't know what the problem with the Cavs. They have it, but it's Garland and Mitchell don't look like they gel.
Well, no, they don't. They got Robinson. Maybe that might be it. Did they get Duncan Robinson? What they got? They got something from
Miami.
No,
they got
Niang or something.
Yeah, whatever. That's
Niang, I think they got.
Cavs. Is this Max Strauss?
Strauss. That's Strauss. The one. That's the one. Next 3-point shot.
Right, but they also got the steal of the draft, though. In the second round, that boy Imani Bates. Woo! The Ross? Oh, yeah.
So who'd you have them at?
I had them at 5.
You had them at 5. Yeah. I have Cleveland also at 5.
Yeah. We both had the Cavs at 5. Who do you got at 4?
At 4, I have the Miami Heat.
Oh.
Jimmy Butler. With the perm and the pierced lips and the pierced nose.
Yo, he's so different, but I love him, bro. That's entertainment. I can't rock him. That's entertainment.
That's funny.
For 4, I have the dysfunctional Philadelphia 76ers. If Harden stays there, yo, we're just going to have a whole soap opera episode of that team.
You can't stay there. After
right? That's so weird. Be now they have a soap opera.
Is that 2 years in a row they have a disgruntled player they don't want to play?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my
man.
God.
But Harden is all. What does Harden want?
I don't know. Anyways, we have a come off this. We're just talking about. That's next.
Number three.
We're going to see. Number three. What do you have at number three?
Number three, I have the Miami Heat.
I have 76ers at number three.
Miami Heat.
So we have that swap. At number two, I have the Milwaukee Bucks.
And number two, I have the Celtics.
So obviously we have the swap on number one. Who do you have number one?
I got the Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks. Number one.
I have the Boston Celtics.
Those two teams are the cream of the crop. Everything else drops off significantly after those two teams.
Boston.
Right now, that was the East. So let's quick run down 8. For me, Atlanta, 7 Knicks, 6 Raptors, 5 Cavs, 4 Sixers, 3 Heat, 2 Celtics, 1 the Bucks.
I have Toronto at 8, Chicago 7, New York at 6, Cleveland 5, Miami 4, 76ers at 3, Milwaukee at 2, and the Boston Celtics at number 1 in the East.
See, the East, I don't think any monkey wrench is going to happen in the East. Like, you know what I mean? I don't see any changes, really.
Not much. Not much.
The West now is a different story.
I think you're going to be very far off.
So, I will start it off for the West. I wanted to put a sleeper in there, but then I realized I left out 2 squad.
There's no room for sleeper in the West.
There's no room for sleepers in the West. And this may be wrong, but for 8, I got the Wolves. I may get them too low. I may have them too low.
Who you have?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, I thought you said the Bulls.
No.
This man ganja real.
The Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think I may have them a little too low.
Actually, number 8, I have Minnesota also. Exactly, Minnesota at number 8.
And who you got for 7?
For 7, I have OKC.
Gonna put them in, you know. I had, but then I realized that my number 7, and I think they may be way low too, that I never included them in it, is the Clippers.
Oh, the Clips. Oh, you missed the Clips.
I missed the Clips and the Wolves.
I missed Minnesota in mine.
I missed the Clips and the Wolves.
I had the Clips in. So what do you have at, you have the Clips at 7, what do you have at 6?
At 6, I got the Mavs.
I have Memphis at number 6.
I have Memphis missing the playoffs. Wow.
I have Dallas missing the playoffs.
Wow, because the New Orleans.
All missing playoffs.
The 25-game suspension, I think it's going to hurt them.
I think last year when Ja wasn't playing, they're still winning games.
Yeah, but they lost Brooks. They lost a couple guys.
They lost Dylan Brooks, but they got Marcus Smart.
Yeah, true.
Marcus Smart, I think, is a better Dylan Brooks.
But the Ja, man, I think the Ja thing is going to...
They have Jaren Jackson, you know what I mean? The defensive
player.
Well,
that's true.
Year.
If what's-his-name comes back, too, they got Stevens... I forgot Stevens coming back too. So that's what I said, man. I had them at 7.
I think they're still making playoffs. Because remember, this year
it's playing too. So
this year they were number 2 or 3.
Yeah, they were 2. And the Lakers beat them. They were 2.
They're up there. So I'm number 6.
I have the Mavs in there. Oh boy, don't let me know Mavs.
So at 6. So 5. You have 6? What do you have at 6?
Mavs at 6.
You have Mavs at 6. At 5, what do you have?
5, I got Sactown.
I have Sacramento. LA Clippers. I had Sacramento at 8 and I put them out.
You see, and that's the thing. I have the Clippers. I think I had the Clippers too low. But then again, Kawhi, Paul George, you know, healthy those months going
to
be.
But you have to realize, people don't talk about Westbrook. People think Westbrook is trash.
Oh, no, but
when
come
it's
on
time
now
to give Westbrook the ball, what has he done?
Westbrook does do? That team works
he
for
performs
Westbrook.
Forms
that team works.
It does
Westbrook
work because there's no pressure on him.
Right?
He's zero.
He's the only guard. Yeah, exactly.
There's
it's not like he's not like he's in. He's in the LA, but it's not. He's in a Laker uniform.
He's like, yo, when do you want me to run like I want to run?
Yeah.
When you need these,
and they
allow
him, okay, right? Yeah. They don't push the pace, so he's the one that's pushing the pace for them to that level. So that's good.
So I have Clippers at five. What do you have at five?
Sacramento. Kings.
Sacramento. And then at four, I have L.A. Lakers.
We got the same, baby. We got the
LA
same.
L.A. Lakers.
We got the same, baby.
So
we got the
same.
What
do you have at number three?
Three is a definite shakeup. And, you know, it may be a reach. May not be, right? When mans are healthy, they last year they were up there. But again, just like any other team, health, I got the New Orleans Pelicans.
Wow. You have them real up there.
Yeah.
None trust me, I have Pelicans. Them. I have them missing the playoffs. That's why, like the West,
right?
One of these is going to be missing. We have to understand. Yeah.
No,
like,
that's why I said, like,
the big thing
gonna
is going to be health.
Yeah,
on a
big
lot of these
thing
teams
is going to be health
because New Orleans should be in the playoffs.
If Zion stays healthy, they showed they were a top three team last
but
year.
But New Orleans should be in the playoffs. Dallas
should
be
in
the
playoffs.
Sacktown should be in the playoffs. And like two of those, three right of those will not be in there.
And it was health last
I'm
year. Why
two or three of those will not be in there?
And it was health why certain teams made the playoffs last year.
So at number three, I have Golden State Warriors.
Oh my God, I don't have Golden State making the playoffs. How I miss Golden State?
Am I not smoking some high grade?
Some high grade, bro. Grade. Oh my gosh.
You know Golden State has
of
to be
of course Golden State has to be in there.
See? That's what I'm saying. Like, the West is serious. There's going to be some team that deserves to be in the playoffs that's not going to be in there.
Yo, I got to take the Mavs out.
That's what I'm saying, Mavs.
I got to take the Mavs out.
I chop Mavs out.
I got to move the Pels. I got to move the Pels down to six. And I got to put Golden State at three.
But Vern, we already made the bet. There's no changes.
No, but
remember,
no.
You remember what the bet
was?
Yeah. So we're going to talk
I'm going to stick with it.
Just make sure.
I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, give me some of that high grade that you're smoking right now.
The Wolves may not make the playoffs.
That's why I had them in the eight. I had them at the bottom.
They won't even make the eight.
The reason why I have them down there is because of number one.
Yeah.
He's a bad man.
Yeah.
He's a bad man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Number two, I got the Suns.
Same here. I got number two, the Suns, and we must have number one.
Number one is a bad man, bro.
Who?
Denver. And Jamal Murray's going to have even a better year.
Yeah. I have Denver number one because
he's healthier now.
As we said in the last episode, they did lose, Bruce Bowen? It's not Bruce Bowen.
No, Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown. Yeah. But they have that Braun, that other, it was Brown, but it's spelled Braun.
Yeah.
It's spelled Braun.
Yeah, it's Brown spelled as a
different
word.
That man, is a workhorse.
Yeah.
And I think
he's going to get more
overall
minutes.
Jokic is feeling more comfortable, is getting better. Yeah.
Murray's healthier.
Murray's getting better. Murray's going to have the whole
season.
They
have Reggie Jackson. They have a whole bunch of men.
Reggie Jackson, a nice backup they added.
They have enough other men there. They're a solid
Denver's
squad.
Denver's going to be a solid squad. I think they count them out as in possibly winning it all, but I think they might. They have a very good chance of repeating. They have a very good chance.
Because the West have everything. If you want to match up with them, say they go against, say, okay, hypothetically, they made the finals against the Bucks, right? Jokic and Giannis. And Murray and Dame. That's like, come on, man.
Yep.
And then everything else is just role players. And I think Denver has better role players.
But anyways, at the end of the season, you know who's going to get the ganja.
Right here, man. Yeah, he may have Golden
State.
Quick.
So who do you think is going to Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals?
Shit. Yo, Celtics, because I called Tatum to be MVP, so I expect big things from him. So Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals.
I think the East is easy. It's going to be Celtics-Bucks.
Bucks, yeah.
It's going to be Celtics-Bucks. Are you going to finish 1-2?
The West? Whoo! It's going to be a repeat of last year.
Denver Lakers?
Yes.
I think I agree with that. The only other change I might happen, it'll be Denver-Phoenix.
Yes.
That's the only other.
That's the only other one. Well, Bradley Beal and them boys looking. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not even going to who the finals is. I honestly think Denver will repeat. I don't think any other team has made enough changes to Lakers. Defeat. I don't even think they can.
A ton of changes.
The only way I think the Lakers can win it, if they go out and sign Dwight Howard.
If AD plays and stays healthy, they have enough wings, long, like, but 3-and-D guys.
Wasn't AD healthy last year?
3-and-D guy.
What did he do against?
They have more 3-and-D players now, boy. Man's a lick shots.
Honestly, because I think down the stretch,
they couldn't lick no shots.
I don't care who they get.
They couldn't lick shots.
I don't care who. They could get Steph Curry on the team. Nah. Come know who on they now. Needed for sign?
Ooh,
man, like Dwight Howard.
So he could box
it. Dwight Howard, yes, rough. He was the only stopper.
I don't think he's touching Jokic now, yo. Jokic,
but still, nice. He's gonna rough him up. I don't care. Take Jokic, the 5-6 nice. Fouls, whatever they give you. Jokic take it.
Too nice. What they needed was get JaVale, because JaVale was on that team too.
Nah. But was JaVale making a difference?
Yeah.
As Dwight was.
Yeah.
Come on now, go back.
JaVale McGee.
What team is that man on now?
I couldn't tell you. But I know he's on
Dallas,
squad.
I think he's on Dallas. Anyways, that's a wrap. We can talk all day about basketball.
That's what we got. Quick rundown.
Until next time.
Quick rundown. Wolves 8, Clips 7, Mavs 6, Sac 5, Lakers 4, Pels 3, Suns 2, Denver 1. That's Vern's list. Holla at you.
Quick rundown of the winners list. Minnesota at 8, OKC at 7, Salt. Memphis at 6, LA Clippers at 5, LA Lakers at 4, Golden State at 3,
just give me the
Phoenix
herb now.
At 2, Denver at 1.
Just give me the herb now.
Trust me.
All right, that's the prediction
episode. Make sure you find the highest.
So that is the prediction episode. We'll revisit midseason, end of the year for the checkup.
Until next time.
And on that note, that's another episode of Puff and Vern. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, join the network. Yo, man, we out. Season 3, episode 1. Once again.
Puff. And Vern.
Puff.
And Vern. Peace
out!